This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Just follow the road. It's going to lead you right to me.
Not sure you heard, but they did a movie version of Wicked. So when we started seeing the ads, even the stories about the casting of Wicked, which seems like 5 years ago now, the coverage of it has been so overblown. I remember saying it better not stink because of how hyped it is.
Yes.
It does not stink. I saw it Saturday. I was blown away by how much I loved it. Jessica,
it's the perfect movie.
You're looking at me like a proud parent right now.
I'm so proud. It's the perfect movie. I was shocked because I was waiting. Because you know how musical adaptations usually work. I mean, I love Les Mis. That's my favorite movie musical of all time. The movie? Not as good.
My friend Sam is a Broadway fan as well, a fanatic as you are, and she said almost the exact same thing. It's the most perfect adaptation of a musical brought to film that I've ever seen, possibly it's ever been done.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, the casting alone is so good, and I was not happy when Ariana Grande got cast.
Yeah, you were not expecting it to be a good thing, and it's a wonderful thing, right?
She killed it. There's
nobody else that could be in that role. Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba is pure perfection.
So I never really got into musicals. In fact, I was kind of begrudgingly brought to Wicked when I saw the Broadway version. I walked out saying, that's the best thing I've ever seen. And that was the musical. Mm-hmm. So same exact thing for the movie. I was like, well, how can they make it better? It's the musicals have already been done. Mm-mm. Big wrong. It was so, so great. It's just a perfect Hollywood movie.
The only time I saw Wicked the musical was back when I lived in Madison, Wisconsin. So it's been a long time since I've seen it. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff I don't remember, which I'm actually glad.
Yeah.
So I'm going into it, you know, kind of almost as a newbie to this, not a newbie to the story, but a new, with new eyes, because I'm going to forget some things and then be reminded of it.
Right. It's awesome that you said that, because that is exactly the experience I had sitting between my two daughters at the theater. Julia has seen it many times. In fact, I took her to see the show here.
Yes.
She fell in love with it like everybody did.
Yeah.
Abby, on the other hand, on the other side of me in that movie, had never seen Wicked, did not know the story.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them at the end, I won't give anything away by saying we're sobbing.
Yes, that's good. And there's a part two. Were you mad that there's a part two?
I'm mad that I have to wait a year for it.
Okay, yeah,
agreed.
That would make me mad.
Yeah. It's done. It's done. That bothers me too. It's like, wow, come on, really? A year? Put it out in the summer. Put it out in the summer.
Yeah, 6 months should be like the longest you have to wait. I had thought for a small fraction of a moment that I might try to do seeing Wicked and Gladiator 2 because they were trying to do the whole thing like they did with Barbie and Oppenheimer. But then I'm like, no one's going to do that with me. So,
no. By the way, if anybody wants to call and just talk to me about Fiero for a half hour, because I will talk about Fiero for a half hour.
He's the hunky male lead, Tammy.
Oh, okay.
Very well cast. I'll say that. The guy does okay for himself. Even I was like, damn, I've heard of him.
So go see Wicked. Five stars, right?
Oh, this is so good. We all knew Jessica was going to love it. Okay,
yes.
That was a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. I am just as passionate about it. I can't believe I loved it as much as I did. I want to see it again.
Morning show trip.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.